KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's currently 52 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Firefighters from Harlan, along with a medevac ambulance crew, were called to the scene of a fire at the West Ridge Mobile Home Park early this morning. The call went out just before 4 a.m., and by the time a deputy arrived on the scene moments later, one of the mobile homes was completely engulfed in flames. One person living inside the home was able to escape, but according to dispatch reports, suffered a laceration to his hand. No other details are currently available. No injuries were immediately reported following a rollover accident late last night in Lewis. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle rolled over near 500 East Main Street at around 10 p.m. The male driver of the vehicle was said to have been trapped by his seatbelt until he could be cut free. Lewis Fire and Rescue, Griswold Rescue, and Medevac were originally sent to the scene, but Griswold and Medevac were later canceled. Additional details on that incident are currently unavailable as well. Police in Red Oak say they're looking for the female driver of a Chevy Impala who was involved in a hit-and-run property damage accident Monday evening. The accident happened at around 5:10 p.m. in the Red Oak Taco Bell parking lot when, according to witnesses, a silver four-door Chevy Impala backed out of a parking stall and in the process struck the side of a 2016 Nissan Altima, causing about $2,000 damage to the Nissan. The driver of the Impala was said to be a larger-build white female with blonde hair who was wearing an orange shirt. A witness captured a partial license plate image. The plate began with the letters EK. The accident remains under investigation. If you have any information concerning that incident, call Red Oak Police. Memorial Day marked the unofficial start of summer and the start of door-to-door scams. Summer scams. Jim Hegarty with the Better Business Bureau office in Omaha Council Bluffs area says that they're already getting complaints about one group knocking on doors in the region.
They claim to be raising money for veterans and active soldiers. We've investigated the company that they claim to be representing. They have an F rating. They've been the subject of law enforcement investigations down south.
Hegarty says young people are sometimes recruited by crooks to take part in bogus fundraising schemes as well.
There's going to be kids showing up at our doors selling magazines to try to fund mission trips or candy bars. And in some cases, you know, it could be legitimate, but it really is wise to just take some information from them and let them know that if you're able to check them out and find out that it's reputable and worthwhile, then you'd be happy to maybe make a contribution.
Another door-to-door scam that's bringing complaints in the region involves home security systems.
They may say they're with ADT or Protection One or a well-known company, and what we're learning is a lot of times the bad actors use reputable names like ADT to try to get a foothold into your door, to get you to switch contracts and get you engaged in a deal that's not going to be favorable for you.
He says also to watch out for fly-by-night offers from traveling scam artists who offer to do home repairs, tree trimming, or seal your driveway, and don't make on-the-spot decisions. To make a contribution to real charities, he suggests donations be made online at give.org, a service offered by the Better Business Bureau. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say rescue crews have been unable to find a man who was seen in the Des Moines River. Des Moines firefighters recovered the boat the man was seen using Monday afternoon. Fire Inspector Brian O'Keefe said the man had pulled the boat from debris upstream from the Scott Street Bridge. He somehow became separated from the boat when he reached the bridge and went over the dam. O'Keefe says the man may have been living in a homeless camp near the river. And a man from Fort Madison died Monday afternoon during a single vehicle rollover accident in southeast Iowa's Lee County. State Patrol reports 33-year-old Hoyt Grossman died at the scene of the crash that happened at around 1:40 p.m. Authorities say Grossman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was driving a pickup eastbound on Lee County Road J48. When the pickup went off the road to the right, Grossman overcorrected, causing the vehicle to go out of control. It drove off the road to the left and hit a culvert before flipping over and landing on its top. In our funeral announcements, Norma Oakletree, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Norma Oakletree will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Betty J. Olson, age 89, who's formerly of Harlan, died Thursday. Massive Christian burial for Betty Olson will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Deborah Inman, age 60, of Audubon, died May the 20th at the Audubon County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Deborah Inman will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Thomas Fletcher, age 31, of Irwin, died May the 18th. A visitation for Thomas Fletcher will be this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Eugene Bince, age 65, of Oakland, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Eugene Bince will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ursula Bruck, age 85, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Ursula Bruck will be Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Pearl Yeager, age 78, of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside services for Pearl Yeager will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Brethren Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Norma Eichelberger, age 89, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Norma Eichelberger will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ioma Hubbard, age 92, who's formerly of Walnut, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ioma Hubbard will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died May 24th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Roger Berg will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Bryant Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Keith Jensen, age 84, of Irwin, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Keith Jensen will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Darwin Schlater, age 82, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Darwin Schlater will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Nancy Allen, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Nancy Allen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Jerry Herrick are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.